The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a very, very special edition of The Right Stand, and this is part of our series to uncover the mystery around Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. There is compelling reason to believe that there is a plot afoot to try and dilute the legacy of India's strongman, or the man who not just visioned for an Azad Hind, but also brought together and pulled up the Azad Hind forge. It was Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose's undying love for India that compelled him to go beyond the obvious and look at ways which would pressure the British to leave our shores. And there is credit which is due to him, which is being denied. The other aspect, ladies and gentlemen, is that many believe that Subhash Chandra Bose breathed his last well after the 18th of August 1945, and he did it in his motherland, India. Many believe that there was a connection, or perhaps he was the same as Bhagwanji or Gumnami Baba of Faizabad, who died in 1985. Tonight, we unearth another important aspect. Earlier, we have shown to you that there is an uncanny resemblance, an almost a perfect match between the handwriting of Subhash Chandra Bose in the 1930s and 40s and the handwriting of Gumnami Baba or Bhagwanji in the 1960s and 70s. So about 25, 30 or 40 years later, when three letters were compared, there were 36 identical matches. And this was done on the Right Stand by two internationally renowned experts, Kurt Baggett and Mr. Kashyap in Delhi. So Kurt Baggett, an American forensic expert, and Mr. Kashyap, who was an Indian forensic expert. And both came with the same conclusions. We also showed you live on the channel the identical matches and how uncanny the resemblance was. It was undeniable proof, but this was ignored by multiple commissions that were investigating or inquiring into the what happened to Bhagwanji, or the scope of whether or not there was any connection between Bhagwanji and Subhash Chandra Bose. The other aspect tonight that we will bring to the fore is the big question around the DNA report. The Justice Sahai Commission based its findings, which delinked Bhagwanji with Subhash Chandra Bose, on the basis of a DNA report that was prepared by the CFSL in Kolkata. Ironically, two RTIs questioning or the availability and requesting the perusal of the electropherogram. Please look it up. An electropherogram is the integral part and perhaps the most crucial part of a DNA report. And that electropherogram is now deemed not available as per the RTI reply. How can the electropherogram of perhaps one of the most controversial and most important cases be not available as on the 4th of February 2020? We also, tonight on The Right Stand, bring to you a DNA expert who punches holes in the DNA report and the findings and questions the intent behind this report, indirectly indicating that perhaps the report was fudged. And of course, there is the all-important admission, albeit, which is on another channel, where Justice Mukherjee himself said that he was convinced that Bhagwanji was Subhash Chandra Bose. But the final report that came to him and the conclusions were left hanging, because Justice Mukherjee, even though he believed that Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and Bhagwanji were the same person, only ended up saying that he had reasons to believe that Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose did not die on the 18th of August 1945. Join us on this very special broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, an important part of our history. And one wonders why government after government, leader after leader, although hailing the contribution and the spirit and Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose as one of the foremost champions of the Swaraj movement and the freedom of India, deny him his due. 40 years later, 1985 is when Bhagwanji died. So did Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose die on the same day as Bhagwanji, because they were one and the same people? And should there be a fresh DNA test? Should there be a handwriting analysis once again done? And should there be an open, transparent, independent inquiry into whether or not Subhash Chandra Bose breathed his last as Gumnami Baba or Bhagwanji in Faizabad in the Ayodhya district? I'll see you tonight at 7:57 p.m. Debate number two is once again fresh evidence that's been put out by the Delhi police on what happened at the Jamia University. And suddenly one realizes that there was a lot of action on part of the students and miscreants who had joined the students against the Delhi police that provoked the Delhi police into reacting against the students and charging into the campus. Watch the footage and the debate. 8:45 p.m. onwards, debate number 2 on The Right Stand. I'll see you there. Bye for now.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.